AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Later this evening, the Senate is expected to reject an effort to move forward with a House-passed elections bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republican-controlled legislatures in a number of states want to make it more difficult for people to cast a ballot.
From Georgia to Montana, from Florida to Iowa, in 14 different states through 22 different laws, Republican state legislatures are conducting the most coordinated voter suppression effort in 80 years.
But Texas Republican John Cornyn accuses the Democrats of a power grab.
Well, the truth is it's a partisan solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
Backers of the election bill need 60 votes to move it past a filibuster, and all 50 Republicans appear set against it. The White House says progress is being made to get more adults vaccinated against the coronavirus. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The Biden administration reports more than 70% of Americans 30 and older have received at least one dose. It expects to reach 70% of those 27 and older by July 4th. The president's goal had been for 70% of all adults with at least one shot by then, which is unlikely to happen. The White House is now redoubling its focus on vaccinating younger Americans, those 18 to 26, who have proven the least likely to get a vaccine. The nationwide vaccination pace has fallen sharply over the past month, as have the number of new daily virus cases and deaths. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan reopens. Restaurants, entertainment businesses, and other venues can operate at 100% occupancy. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Effective today, there is no more mask or gathering order. Effective today, there are no more capacity limits indoors or outdoors. Effective today, our Pure Michigan summer is back and we can realize it.
This is AP News. Hundreds of thousands of people failed the background checks when they tried to buy a gun last year. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
New records obtained by the group Every Town for Gun Safety and provided to the AP show more than 300,000 rejections. A little less than half were rejected because the applicant had felony convictions on their records. The increase in blocked gun sales goes along with a record-setting surge in sales during the pandemic. Every Town's research found some would-be gun buyers were blocked by state law or denied because of domestic violence. The group says there's no question background checks work, but the system is working overtime to prevent a record number of people with dangerous prohibitors from being able to buy firearms. I'm Ed Donahue.
University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science reports that the health of the Chesapeake Bay improved to a C in 2020, up from a C- in 2019. The center says the overall bay-wide trend continues to improve over time. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.